Thursday, 29-week Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For that as you once yielded your member to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now yield your members to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then, what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God it eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For henceforth in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Search and live according to the truth. There are many things that are irrational in life. The most irrational of all is that, instead of recognizing and love those who sacrificed their whole life to raise, to educate, and to repair for us, we follow those who always look for opportunities to take advantage of, to poison and to destroy our future. Why can this irrational thing happen? The reason is the wicked know what people like, pleasure, easy things, and temporal values. Today's readings invite us to think and to reflect to recognize who truly loves us. In the first reading, St. Paul advised the Roman faithful to recognize God's truth and love by making a comparison. On the one side, God's enemies always tempt them to become slaves of sin. The result of the temptation are shame, unrest, and a painful death. On the other side, God always loves, instructs, and does everything to bring salvation to them. By sending Christ to the world, He is ready to forgive their sins and to bestow grace so that people have strength to escape slavery for sin and to live righteously according to God's way. In the Gospel, Jesus revealed His will for men. He brings the fire of love, of truth, and of peace to men. But they must receive them before they can benefit them. Second analysis. First reading. Learn to make a comparison and do God's will. St. Paul wanted people to recognize two main things in today's reading. First point, reason has power to overcome sin. Before the coming of Christ, people have no power to overcome sin. Though the law helps people to recognize their sin, but with Christ coming, He equipped them with His strength to overcome sin. St. Paul explained this fact, for just as you once yielded your members to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now yield your members to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves for sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. If Christ had helped us to overcome sin to live righteous, why don't we take advantage of the opportunity to escape slavery to sin? Second point, the results of two ways of lifestyle. To choose wisely, a man needs to recognize the results of his decision. St. Paul helped the reason to recognize the results of the two ways of lifestyle. He said, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slave of God, the return you get is sanctification and it ends eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. First, the way of sinful lifestyle. He said, but then, what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. When people committed a sin, they feel ashamed with God and others. With God's sin, they disobeyed what He commanded. With other sin, they violated their right. The most dangerous result of sin is it leads people to death. St. Paul called death is the way of sin. Sin, when people work, they will be paid corresponding with their work. Second, the way of righteous lifestyle. This way lead people to become holy and to inherit eternal life. The benefits when people live righteously are they will not be ashamed when they come to God or to others because they have nothing to hide. The most desired benefit is it helps people to reach the eternal life. St. Paul called the eternal life is given to people by God through Christ's merit. Second, the gospel. Live according to the truth and love will help people to have true peace. Third point. I came to cast fire upon the earth and would that it was already kindled. Fire had at least three uses: for to light up, to purify, and to warm up. Jesus enlightened all by his words. Live according to his word will purify people from all falsity and sin. When one feels God's love for him, he will wipe away all hatred, division, and jealousy to love and to warm up all people. The fire which Jesus cast upon the earth and desired to kindle up is God's truth and love. If people would live according to this fire, they will have a happy life. Jesus continued, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. The baptism Jesus mentioned here is the baptism in blood, which is his passion and death. This baptism is only fulfilled when he died upon the cross to show the depth of God's love for human beings. Second point. Did Jesus come to bring division? Jesus' declaration caused a surprise to many people. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Why then the God of peace bring division and not peace? God's peace is different with human peace, and God's way to attain peace is different with human way to attain it. Human peace is not the true peace, since it is based on human understanding, and war can break out any time if there is a conflict of their understandings. God's peace is based on the truth, and this truth is not changed. Therefore, it is the true peace. God's way to attain peace is not like human way. Jesus ascertained it. Peace I leave you, my peace I will give to you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. See John chapter 14, verse 27. God's peace is only achieved when one recognizes the truth of the mystery of salvation and God's love for human beings. Since God's truth is different with and above human understanding, so Jesus' teaching will cause division. Some believe in Jesus' words as his apostles and disciples. Some did not believe and oppose him as scribes and Pharisees. They found ways to kill Jesus and his disciples. Same thing happened when God's words are sold in the family. Some will believe, some will not. The result is their division due to God's word. If all members of a family believe in his words, then the family will truly have peace, and no power can destroy this peace which is based on the truth. Application in life. We have a capacity to terminate sin and to follow God's righteous way. Let us put God's words in practice and frequently receive God's power through the sacraments. Christ is the source of peace. He comes to reconcile people with God and with one another. Our understanding of the truth and our love for Christ will help us to wipe away all differences and to become one in Dry mythical body. Dry had guided his fire of truth and love into the world and desired it to be kindled, to help the true peace in our family and on earth. Each of us must cooperate with God by preaching God's word and by bringing His love to all. Amen.